Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. And yes, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships begin tomorrow. Tickets are still on sale here in St. Louis. Also, a bunch of free figure skating themed activities are happening as well. And to discuss that with us is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, Mark Schreiber, here in studio. Mark, good to see you.
It's great to be back. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Amy.
So I'm having a difficult time real quick before we get into this. Missouri Valley Conference is located here in St. Louis. I know that you have a work closely with them with the Valley Tournament that's always here, Arch Madness. And my Redbirds lost last night, so I'm having a very difficult day, Mark. And I just wanted you to know that. I'm venting. There's nothing you can do about it, but I just wanted somebody to hear me.
I'm definitely hearing you. I just realized you have the hat on.
Yeah.
I am sorry for that. And I was last
devastating.
I had the game on. We had so much going on dealing with stuff, figure skating, that I was barely paying attention. And all of a sudden I realized what's going on in that game. It was crazy. And you just must have, no, I hate saying it like that. You must be devastated.
I'm absolutely devastated.
He's fine.
I feel.
He's fine.
No, he can't be fine after that. That was the ultimate emotional roller coaster for you.
It feels like you took my dog and threw it down the trash chute. That's how bad I feel today.
Okay. Now, he's also a Bears fan, and obviously the Chicago Bears are having a heck of a season. But we should assume then that if the Bears lose, or when they lose, whatever, in the playoffs, we need a different co-host.
Yeah,
it
might
be
bad.
Yeah.
It might be bad.
Chris knows the feeling that the Rangers fans must have felt game 6
of
the 2011 World Series.
I know what that feels like.
Yes.
Thank you. Anyway, whatever. So what's going on? Figure skating?
I'm stuck on that.
I feel for you. Thank you. Thank you, man.
I'm really upset about that.
And so
am I. It's such a great event, too. They had in Nashville for the first year.
Yeah.
That's one we'd love to have here in St. Louis, the FCS Championship. It would be
Could
fabulous.
You bid for that?
We actually did. It's
in Frisco, Texas, and right now for a couple of years while they're renovating the stadium, it's in Nashville.
Exactly. So they bid it out when they had to do the renovations. We did bid for this year, but our issue was we couldn't we were bidding for next year. We couldn't host this one because we have figure skating.
Oh.
And they wanted to go somewhere where they could do 2 years at once. So Nashville got it.
Oh, that stinks. Yeah. Anyway, Nashville's taking our stuff. We've got to do something about that, too.
Yes.
Anyway, so the figure skating championships tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're actually going on right now at Centene Community Ice Center. It's the second day of juniors and novices competing. But tomorrow we shift over to Enterprise Center. Actually, the Olympic hopefuls are practicing today on the ice at Enterprise Center. But a huge few days coming up through Sunday. It's like a real thrill to have this event in St. Louis.
That's incredible. And I heard this on the Blues broadcast, and you probably know the details, but Chris Kerber was talking about how they have to change the ice.
Yeah.
Because with hockey ice, NHL ice, they want the ice as hard as possible, and it's a certain thickness. So what were they doing? Because it was like as soon as the Blues game was over, they had to get to work for multiple days worth of work to get the ice ready.
Yeah.
So how do you want the ice with ice skating?
I think it's supposed to be soft. Like that's beyond my technical expertise. But yes, there was a whole process that once the game ended Saturday, I mean, they take down the plexiglass. You got to redo the dasher boards, got to repaint the ice if that's the right way to do it. And then they're going to have to actually do it again after Saturday night's competition, because Sunday they're doing this naming of the Olympic team show from Enterprise Center. So they have to redo the ice for that as well. So our colleagues at Enterprise Center, as always, have been outstanding. We are so lucky to have the staff that we do there. They're one of the reasons why we get these events is because they're so good and so accommodating. What they're asked to do for this event coming up is really a mountain to climb. So kudos to them.
So tickets are available right now for people who are interested. What will they see if they purchase tickets?
Yeah, you're going to see not just the nation's greatest skaters, but the world's greatest skaters. We've got the U.S. right now has three of the four reigning world champions. So, you know, you're going to be there. This is as close to the Olympic Games as you're going to get unless you're going over to Milan. And right there competing in front of you are the people you're going to see in a few weeks that are going to be the biggest deal nationally and internationally. And we're going to be talking about these legends for years to come. Just like we talk about Peggy Fleming and Scott Hamilton and so forth. Same situation with Alyssa Liu and Ilya Malinin and Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. Those are going to be household names once they come through St. Louis.
Alyssa Liu was just on 60 Minutes. Yeah, this past week.
And I might say the name wrong. Is it Ilya Malinin?
Yes.
And he is the only skater who's ever completed the quadruple axel, like in competition.
You got it. Only person to do that and only person to do seven quads in one program.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when the triple was the biggest deal.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, he's on a different planet. And that's what I talk about. It's like your chance to see like legends here.
Yeah.
You know, that name may be unfamiliar with most of the listeners out there, but that's going to be one of those. Everybody knows Scott Hamilton. And
this is
your chance to see somebody that's going to be in that class and maybe well beyond for years to come.
Because we also, St. Louis had the gymnastics championship or the Olympic trials, correct?
Yep.
So, I mean, then you're looking at the best athletes in the world and like a Simone Biles.
That's right.
Being in St. Louis. So
exactly.
this is the figure skating version of that, but it's really extraordinary.
Yes. Yeah. And not only is he doing things, you know, just revolutionizing the sport, but he's like so fun to watch. He actually does a backflip as part of his program, which you just don't see in skating.
Because they made it illegal,
it was illegal. Now it's legal.
And now it's legal again.
So, yeah, it's just
fun.
One of those things. The energy and electricity in the building when he takes the ice, and the same thing's going to go, you know, for the women's side as well, and the ice dance and so forth. But the electricity in the building is just going to be something you want to be a part of.
The U.S. Figure Skating Championships happen starting tomorrow. They run through the weekend. But I also want to bring up the fact that we are pretty close, what now, about 2.5 months away, about, from the NCAA Division I men's tournament coming to town. We're going to have rounds 1 and 2 here in St. Louis.
Yeah, and I'm so glad we've got that back. It's been it's way longer than it should be. Part of it was because we were supposed to host during the pandemic in 2020. The event got canceled. But yes, tickets are available for that. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, gosh, wouldn't it be something if the Billikens somehow, I don't think anybody's brought this up yet, but like, imagine that. It's always, selling tickets is not an easy thing. And that would be like a dream scenario to have St. Louis U, Mizzou for that matter, Illinois as well. But just with the way the Billikens are playing right now and the outlook, not to jinx them, but gosh, if they got assigned here, how cool would that be?
Yeah, and it might be difficult for that to happen based on what their seed is, but I agree with you,
never
man.
Know.
It'd be great. Or my Redbirds are doing pretty well right now. They could help me a little bit and make it to the tournament for the first time since I was in college, and then maybe they'll get assigned here too.
Yes.
So tickets are on sale for rounds 1 and 2.
Correct. Through Ticketmaster. And you can go to our website, stlsports.org, for all the details. But there are good seats available.
At Enterprise Center, March 20th and 22nd. Of course, there's that day off in the middle. That's just how they stagger them. So
yes.
If you're interested in going to the basketball tournament, there it is.
See, this is good stuff. You've got the figure skating championships, Mardi Gras, and March Madness to get you through what Ronge has deemed the worst part of the year, which is January, February, March.
Yeah. Well, March is great. Once we get to March, things start to really cook.
Are you talking about sports or weather?
Everything.
The worst part of the year was last night for him.
Well, I don't know. It could be Saturday, too. We'll see how the Bears and Packers game goes.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun. No, but I mean, it's so much fun. It's great to see these big-time events coming to St. Louis, and we talk about relevance, and obviously any city that has an NFL team has automatic default relevance. So I think, like, with St. Louis, not having an NFL team, for us to keep getting these big events is really, really important.
Yeah, in a small thing, but I love it. It's a great example. It's like I was watching the end of Sunday Night Football, Sunday evening, you know, and they're wrapping up their broadcast. They do a promo for the figure skating championships, and Mike Tirico saying, join us from St. Louis, St. Louis, St. Louis. Yeah. It's all out there. They're running spots with beautiful shots of the skyline. That's what you want out of something like this. And so the national exposure is going to be fabulous this weekend, and it's for all the right reasons, which is great.
Okay, before we let you go, something near and dear to my heart. I'm looking at a proposal for the U.S. Olympic team trials. It's the U.S. Olympic marathon team trials. And back in 2004, we had the women's Olympic marathon team trials. This would be St. Louis making a bid for both the men and women's Olympic team trials in 2028, obviously the Olympics being in L.A. that year. And so it's a shoe-in, right? Tell me it's a shoe-in. Tell me it's a yes.
I will say I feel really good about the bid we've proposed, and we've got some great support in our community to help make this happen. You know, I don't know at this point what other cities have bid or how USA Track and Field is going to see this whole thing, but I feel darn good about what we submitted, and it would make tremendous sense. We have a great story to tell, and it's, you know, we always often anchor it in the fact we're America's first Olympic city, and the idea of starting this event on the track at WashU, at Francis Olympic Field, the home of the 1904 Games, the Olympic Stadium, and then coming through downtown and finishing inside Energizer Park. I think it's just a fabulous story that sets us apart and gives us a good shot to get this.
And
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
And I will just say too, like, I get it. If people aren't into running, here's what you need to do. Maybe one, follow some of like the running personalities like Connor Mance or, Emily Sisson, who went to Parkway Central. She's the American record holder in the marathon, spent some time at Parkway Central. But you follow those personalities. You look at their marathon pace times. And they did this at the Chicago Marathon, where I think it was Ryan Hall at the time. His marathon pace time was like a 4:37 mile per mile for 26 miles. They would put people in a harness and lower them on a treadmill to see how long they could hold the marathon pace. And the guys would go flying off the back of the treadmill. Like, it's so amazing. And to have those elite athletes running all over our city.
It'll be cool. And we don't know who we're bidding against, correct?
That's right. Yeah. I know who we're not. We're not bidding against Orlando, which had it last time.
Or Atlanta, which had it two times before that.
They may be back in the mix. So we will see. It would be the last weekend of March 2028, which is another thing that works in our favor, is weather-wise. Yeah. You would know this better than anybody, but temperature-wise, it's pretty ideal late March.
As much as St. Louis can be counted on, yes.
Yes. You never know.
You never know.
So for any of the events that we have been talking about, and we hope that this marathon bid will be successful, when would we find out?
I think they're looking for kind of hopefully a site visit in the weeks ahead, which late January, February, and then probably a decision sometime this spring.
Okay. Keep us posted on it. Yes. But for any of the events we're talking about, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, which begin tomorrow at Enterprise Center, run through the weekend. Arch Madness that I brought up, the NCAA tournament, rounds 1 and 2, which will happen after that. You can go to stlsports.org. and find the events page, and it is all there for you, all the details that you need. Mark Schreiber, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.